you for calling Castle Kitchens. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. For a directory of our staff extensions, please press 1. For our hours and you have reached our staff directory. For Bill, dial 405. For Julie in the Stone Division.
Castle Kitchens.
Hey, Bill. This is Straw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Good. Hey, just wanted to follow up with you. Not sure you remember, but about...
Of course I do. Of course I remember. Yep.
You do? Okay. I just wanted to see if you have anything coming up where you might need some financing for equipment or capital.
Well, it's always good to have paperwork in place. Have you reviewed me enough recently to see if I've got all my paperwork at your place? I mean, there was quite a going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see here. Give me 1 second. Let me just look at the most recent bank statements we have for you.
Take your time.
Let's see. All right. Looks like this is February, January. March, April. Okay, it looks like I have up until April.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just need May to September bank statements.
May. You know, but then I would do that, and then you go, well, I still need this. And I understand you certainly have requirements for all paperwork, but it just kept going on. I mean, I have a folder here that's honestly over an inch thick, Bank of Cardiff.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but it's very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, assuming the bank's statements are up to date and you get those April through May through September, what does that, where are we then?
Let me take a look. Give me one. Let me look at your April bank statement right now.
Well, no, I can do more bank statements, but...
Mm-hmm. Let me just see, like, the most recent one I have here and see how the banks look and see if, you know, just based on this, if I would need anything additional. Because I know it would be really, you know, time-consuming if I just kept coming back to you to get more, you know, paperwork and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I could just, for the most part, other than bank statements, I just pull paperwork out of your folder.
Let's see here. What are you looking for cash or capital right now? Or cash or equipment, sorry.
No, not equipment. Just capital for, some inventory, jobs. I mean, it's always, you know, it's a business. I, you know, have cash needs and to pay for supplies till customers pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, it's all COD, so I have very, very, very little, non-existent debt. People don't owe me much because I get it all advanced. But anyway, those kind of needs. Not equipment, no.
Okay, just inventory.
Yeah, I own my business. We're a 43-year-old company. I've been here 40 years. I own the building, the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was $500,000 in equity in my building.
Okay. And how much are you looking for, ideally?
Like 25 grand.
25 grand, okay.
Not a big amount.
Okay. Yeah, I see here in the notes that you were previously working with Michael...
Patterson,
yeah. He actually no longer works for the company, so
that's
probably where there's the disconnect there and the drop-off and the communication.
Yeah, I just never heard back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have here. I have your gross annual sales as $800,000. Is that for last year?
That would be 2015, yes.
Okay, and how's this year looking for you?
We're down a little bit, just because which is a good thing. I'm doing more profitable sales, bigger jobs, rather than all these little jobs, which are time-consuming. So we're headed in a direction that I want to go in.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And do you have any current loans right now?
Nope.
No loans? Okay, that's good. Makes a.
Well, I mean, I got a mortgage on the building, but that's...
Mm-hmm. But no other capital loans or equipment loans, anything else?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Okay. Let's take a look at here. And then also it looks like last time Your credit score was 547.
I think it's up from that now.
It's up from that? Okay. So I'll rerun it so it'll get you the better credit score then. Okay. Let me see. Let me look at the application here that I have. And how often do you buy inventory?
Well, I mean, I get orders. Well, I don't really buy inventory. I get orders to order cabinetry. Customers give me deposits. When it comes out of production, I pay the manufacturer. They pay me. I pay the manufacturer. It's just cash flow.
I see. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that'll be the only thing I would need is just the bank statement. Yeah. Everything else I have on file.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Give me your first name. Give me your name again now that Mike's not there.
It's Jia, J-I-A.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's my name. It's short.
Great.
And my direct line is
858-779-0423. Yep.
Okay. And I'll also just send over email, and then if you could just send the banks through that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay. Perfect.
And you got my email address.
I do. Let me just confirm. I have castle@castlekitchens.com.
Yep, that's
Perfect.
Me. Okay.
Alrighty. Sounds good. I'll look out for your bank statements. Do you know when you might be able to send it over?
Yeah, beginning of the week or so, Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. Okay, no problem. I'll look out for it, and I'll touch base with you next week then.
Great. Nice to hear from you.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You bet.